This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 21st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Hawker Beechcraft Corporation Chairman and CEO Jim Schuster Thursday announced his intent to retire from the company once a successor is found. Quote, "After nearly 8 years as CEO, I feel the time is right. HBC is the world's largest privately held aircraft manufacturer, and with the support of world-class partners Goldman Sachs and Onex, Hawker Beechcraft is poised to become the leader in general aviation," unquote. Schuster's tenure at the helm began in May of 2001, when he was named Executive VP of Raytheon Company and Chief Executive Officer of Raytheon Aircraft Company. Schuster oversaw certification of 19 new aircraft, most of them variations on previous Hawker and Beechcraft models. He continued in the leadership role when Raytheon spun off its aircraft division to GS Capital Partners in March 2007, when it became known as Hawker Beechcraft. Schuster will remain a shareholder after he leaves the company. The board has not announced any details or progress of its search for his replacement. Innovative Solutions and Support announced its financials for the fourth quarter and fiscal year ending September 30th. The news was generally good, with the big exception of a crater left by the shutdown of a major client, Eclipse Aviation. Net sales for the fourth quarter were $10.2 million. That's up 100% from the previous year. The company reported fourth quarter 2008 net income of $7.6 million, or 45 cents per fully diluted share, compared to a fourth quarter 2007 net loss of $4 million. ISS states that fourth quarter results include about $6 million in charges associated with the suspension of production on a, quote, large general aviation OEM contract, unquote. That would be Eclipse Aviation, for which ISS is the primary partner on the Avio NG avionics suite. One of the basic tenets of aviation regulation in much of the world is that the use of criminal penalties should be a last resort to avoid creating an environment which discourages the reporting of safety problems. But Brazil has a recent history of pursuing criminal charges against pilots even before investigations are complete, and even lawsuits against foreign reporters whose observations offend its citizens. Now, the Associated Press reports Brazilian police are fixing blame on both airline officials and government bureaucrats for the nation's worst ever airline accident. TAM Flight 3054 overran a runway in driving rain at Sao Paulo's Congonhas Airport in July of 2007. All 187 people on board the Airbus A320 died. 12 more people on the ground died as well. An investigator with the Sao Paulo State Civil Police, who spoke anonymously, said their investigation showed government officials failed to set stricter rainy day landing rules for the short runway and also failed to fully repair the runway's drainage system. Airline officials are blamed for poor pilot training and operating the airliner with one of its thrust reversers inoperative. The airline insists that Airbus considered flying with the inoperative thrust reverser acceptable. A total of 10 people have been implicated in the civil police report. The Brazilian Air Force, which also operates the nation's air traffic control system, is conducting its own investigation. Officials found guilty could face up to 6 years in prison, but it will be up to Brazilian prosecutors to bring formal charges. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Delta says it will keep all 7 of its hubs. Southwest has found a way to begin service into LaGuardia. And Alaska Airlines pilots pressure management to share the wealth. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, a few minutes with veteran air show air boss, Ralph Royce. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.